to save them. This is the gospel. Those who saw the film Belfast with us in church last night were expecting a rather different sort of sermon this morning from me, with the Northern Irish Presbyterian minister, the leading sermon there, which was certainly not so much as saying about God is love. But anyway, it's not going to be. It's going to be my style, as usual. But last night we came and we gathered and we saw the film Belfast. And last night, of course, we changed the clocks as we went to bed and felt very happy that we would get an extra night's sleep. Or at least, I know I did as well. The dog didn't seem to be complaining either. We have left British summertime behind us and now enter the season of Greenwich Mean Time. You may be one of the people who suffers when the change of time occurs, either because your body clock is slightly awry, or because the nights now start drawing in. Things are changing. We are entering winter. In church too, things are changing. We are coming to the end of the liturgical year C, the year of Luke's Gospel, and await Advent, the beginning of year A, when we concentrate on Matthew's Gospel. And in anticipation of Advent, we have entered a new season in church today. The four Sundays before Advent are grouped together and in some churches are given the title the Kingdom Season. Look around and you will see that we've gone to red on our altar frontal, red on our fall in the pulpit, and a red stone as well. This is not just because Wales are playing in the Home Internationals starting next week. It'll be all right, so we won't preach about that either. Liturgically, red is the colour that reflects the Holy Spirit. Pentecost is red. And it's also the colour of martyrdom. Wearing red reminds us of sacrifice, and in particular, the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus, the King of Kings, made for our salvation on the cross. Red is also, of course, the colour of poppies, the ultimate symbol in this country of remembrance and remembering. And of course, Remembrance Sunday falls in this season, Kingdom Season. On Remembrance Sunday this year, we're going to do our act of remembrance slightly differently than I understand you have done it in previous years. On the 13th of November, we shall have a shortened 10 a.m. sung communion service, which will finish at 10:45. You then have the options of going down the hill to the War Memorial, where Yvonne will be leading the act of remembrance. Or you can stay here, and we will have the same act of remembrance here in church, which I shall be leading with a 2-minute silence at 11 o'clock. A bit like Remembrance Sunday, Kingdom Season is a time for forgiveness, reconciliation, healing. The season represents the end of the year-long pilgrimage, travelling through Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, Trinity, throughout ordinary time. We have travelled together through the cycle of incarnation and redemption, and now at the end of the journey of the Church's year, our focus is on the Kingdom of God. Kingdom Season contains the Feast of All Saints, which we will celebrate next week in our all-age service, and of course, All Souls, when we remember those we have loved but see no longer, and those who are at rest with God in His eternal kingdom. And we shall be reflecting on this at our special service at 6 o'clock tonight. This morning, though, we have the story of Zacchaeus, a story unique to Luke's Gospel, and a story beloved of many Sunday schools, with its various rhymes and actions and songs. I can see a couple of you smiling wryly. You've probably been through it and climbing the tree with Zacchaeus as you've been doing the actions yourselves. The important thing for us this morning is Zacchaeus's stature. In a rather bizarre moment, if not the most bizarre moment of casting in British theatre, I was once asked to play the role of Zacchaeus for a presentation to a children's group in school. It didn't really make sense because I was towering over the heads of everyone else who was performing in it, including the person playing Jesus. But we went ahead. And of course I was falling into the classic trap. The trap I was falling into was confusing physical and spiritual stature. Those who stand tall spiritually are not necessarily big people. They're not necessarily the rich and famous. No, the people who stand tall spiritually are those whose lives and actions are full of compassion and benevolence and willingness to give themselves in service to others. Modern day saints, we could call them. Before encountering Jesus, Zacchaeus was on the outside of society. He was not only a tax collector, but a chief tax collector. Desperate to see Jesus, he climbs the tree. We know he was trying to see Jesus, but we do not know whether or not Zacchaeus wanted Jesus to see him up the tree. But see Zacchaeus, Jesus duly does. I think Jesus may have had a chuckle to himself seeing the chief tax collector up a tree. How would we react if we saw the Chancellor of the Exchequer up a tree? In politics, anything possible. The people in the crowd may have laughed as well. But they didn't laugh when Jesus announced that he was going to Zacchaeus' home for supper. To any self-respecting Jew, this would have been a complete no-go area. For to go to someone's home and share a meal with them was to affirm friendship. If Zacchaeus went out on a limb, quite literally, out on a limb, to see Jesus, Jesus went out on a limb to save Zacchaeus. And save him he wonderfully does. The outpouring of acceptance and love was transforming. No longer would Zacchaeus live out his faith as a small-minded, selfish little person spiritually, thinking only of himself. From this point on, he would live for others and use his power and position and great wealth to befriend the poor and needy. And that's what makes him, then, stand tall. Not what he got for himself, but what he was willing to give to others. Jesus came into Zacchaeus' life and physically into Zacchaeus' house. The people objected, but Jesus tells them, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Came to seek and save the lost. Us. Christ is our true King who has come to save us. What makes Zacchaeus fall in spiritual stature is that he listens and allows himself to be transformed and blessed by Jesus. It is the likes of Zacchaeus who do the work of the kingdom and will be invited and welcomed into the eternal kingdom. Whether we are tall or short, large or petite, we are all invited. Let us be like Zacchaeus, Let us all walk tall.